I'm back. Today is June 18th. Yes, today is June 18th. We're gonna talk about putting yourself first. I just want to discuss some things about putting yourself first. One thing about me, I don't speak about anything that I haven't been through or I don't know about. If I don't know something, I'm not gonna talk about it. And if you guys ask me a question and I don't have the answer, I will say I don't know, and I'll get back with you, because I like to come with receipts, and I like to have all my ducks in a row when someone asks me something that is important. But if I went through it, I would say I went through this, and this was the results that I had from that situation. Let's get into it. Putting yourself first. Me, I'm a caring person. Like, sometimes I can have a bad attitude, but at the end of the day, I am a caring person. And when you're a caring person and you put everybody's feelings before yours, because you just don't want to see family, friends, or nobody else hurt, and you feel like you can save everybody, that's where the line gets drawn at. Like, I had to realize that I can't save everybody. I can't save everybody. And I have to stop and put me first. So let's start off with me saying I can't save everybody. Like, that is really important to know. Like, it is not your job to save everybody, because at the end of the day, everybody have their own life, and people want to do what people want to do. Every time somebody used to call me, or just for me to be an ear to listen, which a lot of people do come to me and want to talk and vent, which is not a problem, and I listen. But sometimes it get overwhelming, because it's like, when you need somebody, because everybody look at you as the strong person and nothing bothers you and everything is okay, because they see you always on go, 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 or you always happy, mad, happy, or you always sad, happy, or sad, mad, happy, however you want to put it. And people don't realize, like, people like me, I have feelings and emotions too, and I'm gonna need somebody to talk to as well, because you could have people constantly in your ear, want to talk about this, want to talk about that, but not stop to say or think, is Precious okay? Like, I know she always holding this down, holding that down. Like, is she okay? Like, I worry about her sometimes, even though she look like she's okay, but I just want to see if she's good. She need anything. With me, I just hate telling people about my problems, because it's like, okay, what you gonna do? How can you help me? Don't just tell me some shit I want to hear. Like, I like for people to keep it real with me, because I'm gonna keep it real with you. Whether it hurts your feelings or not, I'm gonna keep it 100. I just had to learn that you can't save everybody, Precious. Like, that you can't save everybody. Let's just put it that way. And this goes back into in my last episode when I said to you guys, I think it was something like in this nature, like, I feel like when I'm sick, I feel like nobody cares, or I'm by myself, because, like I say, people used to you being okay till people forget to check on you, because you're always okay, you're always available for them. You have to learn and pick a time and know, like, no, I'm not available. No, I'm not going to be available for people. I'm not going to do this today. No. So, as of yesterday, June 17th, I told myself, I'm going to stop being available for everybody. I'm going to stop that. I'm going to pick and choose what I want to do, what I want to take care of. If I want to deal with this situation right now or right then, I'm going to be that person to pick and choose these things, because I'm sick, I have COVID, and I feel like nobody cares. I could be wrong, but as far as people showing me, I only could count on one hand, not even all my fingers, of all the people that done called to check and see if I was okay. That's bad. That's bad. Especially when you helping and talking to people every day. No. No, no, no. It's not good to sit and talk about what you do for people. But I feel like in my situation, I'm not doing that. I just feel like nobody's not there for me how I am with other people. You okay? You whenever you call, I'm answering. Check it, like, just different things. And it's abusive. It's abusive, because you'll get to this mindset where you was like, if you're not strong enough, you will become this corrupted friend or daughter or mother, whatever you want to call it, to the people that is grateful for you and that does look up to you and that does mean some good by you. You can turn out to be a bad person to these people. And it's like, what cost me to go here? What cost me to get to this point where that causes me to act like that with people that truly cares about me? Because you've been so abused and you just don't know what people's intentions are. When I pray to God, this is one of my prayers. I ask Him, please take away all the people out of my life that doesn't belong in there, and surround me by good, genuine people. People I can grow with. People who cares about me. I cares about them. Just put that into my life. Genuine people. That means some good to you. That means good to you, by you, and everything. Told myself, I'm not gonna let things stress me out. I'm not gonna let people stress me out. That is a heck no, hell no. It ain't happening. You're not for the stress me the fuck out. You're not stressing me out. No, I don't have any kids to sit here and be stressed out about. And shit, them kids, you're not for the sit here and stress me the fuck out. I'm sorry. This is not what's gonna happen. Whatever I can control that's stressing me out and that's doing something to me that I don't like, I can remove myself from that because I have control over that. Things that I don't have control over, I'm not going to stress. I don't have control over it. But the shit I do have control over, I'm going to remove that shit or remove myself from these situations. But when Precious do that, Precious being a bitch. Precious don't give a fuck about people. It's stuff coming behind it. But regardless of what you do, what you say, people still gonna try to sit here and find some type of bad out of whatever you done did. I don't give a fuck of how many hundreds of things you done did good for this person. That one fuck up for you, that's a whole life story. Just one fuck up. What happened to all the other hundreds of time when I was always available? But this one time, this one fuck up, it's nationwide. Whatever at this point. So I just advise people to just start taking care of yourself, man. It's just really important, just because when you down, out, bad, like, you might just have a handful of people that's there. I done lost, like, I just done unfriended and lost so many people. I wouldn't say so many, because I don't have friends So I done lost people in the way of my growth, of me growing, because everybody's not allowed to come with you. I don't care. The people that you know, that you knew from years ago, you can know them forever. And versus somebody that you just meet can have better intentions for you than that person you knew or you've been with forever. a person that just come in your life, strangers, they can have better intentions for you than those people that you've been knowing. Don't say I ain't tell y'all. Don't say I ain't put y'all on. Don't say that. Because y'all gonna stress me out too. My stomach is growling and I ate. I know y'all heard that. That's so embarrassing. Yeah, I just felt the need to get on here and share that. Like, it's okay. It's okay to say no. It's okay to not answer your phone. It's okay to not jump when people want you to come jump. It's okay. It's okay. That would not make you a bad person at the end of the day. God knows your heart. God knows how much work you put into. It does not make you a bad person just with telling somebody no, no, no. Or not answering your phone or not being available when people want you to be available. But when you was down and out, shit, what the fuck were you guys? No, I'm not available. Mm-mm. It costs too much to entertain that, and I don't have time. It costs too much, and I don't have it. I don't have the money to cash that bitch out. It's just too much. It costs too much, and I don't have it. My goal is, I just want to work, and make my money. And do everything that I want to do. I want to run my business the way I want to run my business so I can get off somebody 9-to-5. I put too much hard work in everything into my business than to let anybody mess that up. I work too hard on doing researches, talking to these vendors. Late at night when everybody's sleeping, I gotta be to work at 4 and 5 o'clock in the morning, and I'm up 12 and 1 o'clock in the morning going back and forth with a vendor. I work too hard. Too fucking hard. So all that attention that you giving unnecessary people and people that's not available for you, take that and put it somewhere that pays you. How about that? Or something that could feed your brain or nurture your... Go put that down. Go put that down. Go put your intentions there. I'm telling you, a long way to pay off. I had to learn these things, and I'm still in the process. It's very hard, especially when it's family members, because you feel like you're entitled to do this thing because this is your brother, this is your mom, this is your sister, this is your grandma, this is your auntie. You feel like you're entitled. But no, I'm not that entitled person no more. I'm not available anymore. I have to take the time out for me. I have to take care of me. Can't let it stress me out. Nope. I don't care who it is, who it's about. You're not about to do this to me. No, ma'am. No, sir. No, miss, ma'am. No, Mr. Ma'am. But I love you guys. Hopefully, you guys like this podcast. And if you have any questions, leave a comment. They have this new thing on here where you can write back or a question. I think I have to put a question for you guys to answer. Ask me a question or something. So, or if you want to send me an email or whatever you want me to talk about, just Precious, PrecioustraUzzy @gmail.com or PrecioustSinada @yahoo.com. Bye, guys.